County's radio.
Hey, you're not going to tell me who the grumpy name is based on at all?
Okay.
But the person who's based on knows it's him?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But we couldn't out them in public?
No.
Is he nice, the person it's based on?
Yes.
A bit grumpy?
Very grumpy, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
And he looks a bit like a gnome.
Oh, is he someone who you might be married to, for example?
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm not married, but maybe.
Oh, is it someone who you could, for example, be in the kind of a relationship?
Possibly,
kind of, possibly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like we're heading towards the answer here, Della. I may be wrong, but your current partner. Della Hales, Harpagy author, has written a new book. It's a modern fairy tale. The number which says she hopes it'll encourage children to embrace gardening. The Grumpy Gnome's Garden, based on her is a story of friendship and nature featuring a very lonely and sometimes very grumpy gnome. He's quite sweet and a magical fairy princess. The gnome badly wants his overgrown garden to be a paradise. He likes to know how until that green-fingered fairy princess comes to help him transform it. There's quite a story behind the story, isn't there, because am I right saying this? The manuscript for this book is about 10 years old and just kept getting lost, which is slightly... not sensible of you.
Indeed. No, I'm not a very organised person and I kept putting it in a safe place,
right,
but forgetting where the safe place was.
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
It's like when I write lists, I need lists to remember where my lists are.
Indeed.
So was it handwritten on paper or...
Yes.
Or, okay, so you physically had a paper copy of the Grumpy Gnome's Garden.
Or no, just some notes. But
right.
It was based on just some, you know, diarised notes that I was doing at the time.
Sort of post-argument with your other half.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
So you'd written it. And how many times did you actually lose it?
I think about 6 times.
That's a lot of times.
Over 9 years.
By the time you got to time number 4, weren't you thinking, do you know what, I really should be very careful with these notes.
And I put it somewhere safe.
Okay. And were able to then find it and write the book. Why did you have a children's book in you?
I don't know. I just had the notes. It was just made generally of some, you know, things that were going on in the garden, just nice nature-y type things. And so then I just wrote them down. And in the end, I thought that would make a really nice book. It sort of just came into my head, popped in.
In fairness, you do live in a very nice, or near a very, very, very nice big garden, don't you, that we all love in the three counties.
Yeah.
Ashridge is quite an inspirational place to exist around, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's very beautiful.
Where do you live? You're actually on the estate? Or...
No, I live in Hemel Hempstead, which is just outside, but I've got a small art studio there that I go to a lot.
Do you get a lot of creative inspiration there?
Yeah, loads. Beautiful.
So you have the idea for this book, you write it down, you lose it 7 times, you then finally get to write the story. You're obviously very creative because of your art, which you mentioned there. Serendipitous Trading Company is your website if you want to go and find it. But it's quite a jump then to then turn that into a children's book. So
yes.
What was the motivation?
I think because I like doing drawings as well to accompany the text, so that was really the motivation. I'd got quite a few drawings in mind. So.
Was your granddaughter born yet?
Yes, she was, but not when the book was written, because she's only 4.
Oh, have you read it to her?
Yes, yeah.
The theme of this as well is that you are keen to get children, your granddaughter, mm-hmm. and my children, and all of our grandchildren into the garden. Where does that love of the garden come from?
Just really like nature. I think it's really interesting. You know, the seasons, there's never anything repetitive. Day after day, creatures are doing different things and surviving and just going in different stages each season.
And at times not surviving, there's a whole chapter based on butterflies, and we know that they're under great threat at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah.
And there's a chapter about how apples become fizzy apple juice.
Yes.
Now, I was a little bit uncertain as to whether that fizzy apple juice would have enabled me to drive after drinking it or not. In the book, is it just like apple ties, or is it slightly more cidery?
In the book, it's just like apple ties.
Oh, okay.
It's magical apple fizz.
Okay.
Because the garden has magical properties, so
yes.
The apples grew, you know, and produced the fizz.
But you were smiling when you read that, weren't you? Because we were all thinking of cider.
Yes. So probably maybe in the grown-up world it would have been cider, but the kiddie world is...
Do you ever make your own scrumpy?
No, I have made my own wine quite a few times.
Oh, really? Well, locally?
Yes.
How'd you do that?
I made some dandelion wine once, and you just pick the dandelions, usually, or the recipe says St. George's Day at midnight, at midday, and so you pick them all, and then you just follow the recipe, and I made 12 bottles of dandelion wine.
So dandelion wine is what? You get the dandelions on the stems, then what do you do?
Oh, no, you just get the dandelion heads,
then
you boil them.
Oh,
yeah.
And then what happens?
And then you sort of mix sugar with it and yeast and various stages, and then it turns into really nice wine.
Actual wine that tastes of wine?
Yes. They're sort of a bit sherry-ish.
Really?
Yeah.
It sounds like you make it in a similar way to how you make elderflower cordial.
Possibly, yeah.
You boil up the elderflowers, don't you, and add in sugar. In fact, aren't we in elderflower season, Linda? Is it really the back end of...
Oh, no, I don't think so. I think it's elderberry season.
Oh, okay. Mm. Okay. I digress. So, it goes through the book. This lovely fairy princess comes along. They become very, very good friends.
Yes.
Obviously, it's a story of friendship as well. At the end, they are inseparable, but they're not together, are they?
No.
You've been asked this question before, haven't you?
Many times, yeah.
Okay, and your answer is always the same. They are definitely not together. They actually sleep in separate rooms.
They do. Yes, she has her own separate bedroom dedicated for her.
Yeah. I'm not even entirely sure whether gnomes and fairies, you know, can end up together or not. I mean, gnomes are quite short, aren't they?
Yes, I thought we weren't going to go into this.
It may or may not be feasible. It's a really nice read. What are you going to do with it? Now it's published. It's 6 weeks old.
I'm actually nearly finished my second book.
Really?
Bored
on. Follow-up?
Yeah.
All right, so they're friends in the second book. And what are they doing in book two?
They go on holiday.
Right.
Yeah.
What are they doing in book two there?
They go on holiday to a magical fairy castle in France, which actually really exists. And then we go there.
Where's the castle?
It's in a place called, near Beaurepaire. It's sort of near Lyon. And it's just like a little postman has built this little castle in his back garden.
Right.
Over about 30 years.
It's like a fairy's castle.
It is, yes. Yeah, it's called.
I want to go there. I want to
you should
it.
Do.
I want
if you've got children, you should garden. Go there. It's lovely.
So the second book will be out when?
I'm hoping to finish it just after Christmas. So, you know, just depending on what the publishers say.
And you'll publish it via Matador again, won't you?
Yeah.
So this is available online. It is $6.99 is the list price. Available on Amazon, am I right?
It's available on Amazon. You can also get it from my website, serendipitoustradingcompany.co.uk, and I sign the books, and I've also got a free goodie bag that goes with each
one. Oh, what goes in the goodie bag?
Well, it's a bit of a surprise, really, so it's a mystery goodie bag, but there's some nice things. There's something edible.
Something edible?
Yeah, and useful things.
Now you're just teasing me. What's in there that's edible?
Well, I can't tell you, because then no one will be... You know, wanting to get the goodie bag if they know what's in them.
Serendipitoustradingcompany.co.uk. You can find the Grumpy Gnome's Garden, which is not based in any way on anyone that Della Jane Hales knows, because otherwise you may have a very frosty welcome.
Possibly, yes. I'm hoping for a nice one.
Good stuff. Good luck with your new book as
Thank
well,
you.
Which will be out early next year, you hope.
Yes.
As everyone often says to me, I feel like I've got a book in me, and Della did exactly that. She wrote it. If you've really got a book in you, write it. Get it out there. Because if you don't write it, no one will know that you had it. It's called The Grumpy Gnome's Garden. Della Jane Hales is the author, published by Matador. This is Nick Coffer on Three Counties Radio. Kylie Minogue, she turned 50. Wow, how did that happen? It's spinning around.